Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We're rained out yesterday. Sox Orioles in preseason. Tonight at 7 o'clock. Season opener next Thursday in Seattle. On the road versus the Mariners. And then Hilldog, they're back at Fenway for the Fenway opener. What date is that? April 8th?
April 9th.
April 9th.
April 9th.
And we do the live broadcast at the Baseball Tavern. So come and hang out and enjoy. Mookie Betts is smiling this morning. He's going to be a free agent next year. The Angels' Mike Trout. This is incredible. Gosh, I wish I was born later in life. 12 years, $430 million. Mm. Wow.
Pretty
That's
good.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. He's F smiling Bryce Harper. He only made $330 million over 13. The hockey's finals are at the Garden this weekend. Semis and semifinals. Semis are Friday. BU Northeastern, UMass BC in the late tilt. March Madness begins tomorrow night. Tonight's play-in Final Four, NC Central, North Dakota State, St. John's, Arizona State. Last night in the playing games, Fairleigh Dickinson and Belmont moved on to the big dance. I'm LB. Enjoy your college basketball, people. I'm
LB again.
And I am also LB.
It's the extra I wrote down. You know, if I write it, I read it.
You read it. Thank you, Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
All right. Today's sports brought to you by E.L. Harvey because L.B. is trashed.
All right. Not true.
Not today.
Champ, wake up.
Champ, wake up.
And for the trash people that disagree with me, 8 million tons of just plastic in the ocean.
8 million tons?
8 million tons of just plastic.
Uh-huh.
So imagine the garbage that's in there.
Well, then you must be in favor of, you must be joining ranks with the eliminating the plastic straw people. You must be all over that, right?
Well, no, we're never eliminating any waste.
Oh.
That's what humans do. We try and, you know, ruin the planet.
Like we're doing a good job.
The news this hour is brought to you by
the reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE. It has more of everything, including optional third row seating. It comes fully equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience and natural voice recognition, so you and your car can be seamlessly connected. Visit mbusa.com or your local dealer to schedule your test drive today. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate the old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Interesting news coming out of Florida. There's a new measure that if the bill were approved, it would make it illegal to leave a dog behind during a hurricane or other extreme weather.
Huh.
This is being filed by Sarasota Senator Joe Gruters. Say that five times fast. It would prohibit leaving an unattended or restrained dog during a hurricane, making it a first-class misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine.
I mean, are there a lot of people who leave their dogs behind in a hurricane?
There were a ton of stories about that. Yep. And that last one, where was that, North Carolina, where the big hurricane was?
You had a lot of people that would they would put their dogs on like a line in like an outdoor kennel or something.
Right.
And then the floodwaters rose so high they wound up drowning because they couldn't get away.
That's so sad. It's sad. Well, I tell the stories about what's the place in Halston, Fatima Shrine.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have a walking trail that goes for like 2 miles. And people walk their dogs out and then leash them to a tree and leave them.
Yeah. You have to have a contingency plan if you're a pet owner. I understand that, you know, sometimes these things hit fast and you might not have anywhere to go. You might not have the means to even get your family out of there. But you need to plan ahead of time, especially if you live in an area that's prone to devastating hurricanes.
The way I feel about it is if you can get yourself out of there and you can get your kids out of there, then you can get your dog out of there.
Right. Exactly. Like,
I mean, I don't think there ought to be, you know, if you're floating, you know, on your house, and you know, you have to be rescued or something. Like, I don't know that you can, you know, hopefully you have the dog up on the roof with you or whatever. But if you leave and you take the, you know, hurricane evacuation route that's on the street sign, and you don't bring your dog with you, that should be a crime of some kind.
The problem is there are a decent percentage of people that don't care. Mm-hmm. They say, well, it's just a dog, so I get the family out of here. And we have, you know, it's a lot of times these people will have strictly outdoor dogs. You know, they're just dogs that live outside. It's prevalent.
Well, it's the same people that just pretend they can't afford to feed their dog, but they spend $24 a week on cigarettes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Great movie.
When it comes to boxing movies, if you had to rank them, would you rank Raging Bull first? I would.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anything that, I mean, Hurricane's a good flick. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Now, Will Smith.
What's that?
Ali. Yeah, that was
Ali's a good movie, but.
Don't forget the first Rocky. The first Rocky movie.
Yes.
Come on.
Would you rank that higher than Raging Bull?
No, not higher than Raging Bull, but with Raging Bull.
What's the one with Eastwood and the female boxer?
Yeah. Million Dollar Baby.
Dollar
another
Baby.
Another great movie.
Oof, that's a hanky on that.
It's a tearjerker. Tearjerker. Mm-hmm. Cinderella Man. Texter says Cinderella Man.
Oh, Cinderella Man. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then, of course, you can't forget about The Fighter, which I think is a pretty
good
movie.
That's right up there too with Rocky and Raging Bull.
What
about
Who's in
can't
The Fighter?
Wake up.
What about that one?
What's that?
Can't Wake Up.
Yes, that's a great movie. The Fighter, LB, is the Mickey Ward story.
Okay.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Yep. Insanely good movie.
How do you feel about Creed? Do you like Creed?
First one was really good.
Yeah.
Second one, not so much.
Never watched any of them.
Yeah.
But you liked it?
The first one, yeah.
The first one.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right, Danielle, what else is going on this morning?
At what age would you say one becomes an adult?
I would say 18. Now, I've always, listen, I get it. We're living in a time now where people remain on their parents' cell phone plan until they're 30. Parents pay the auto insurance until they're, you know, to 30, I get it. We're talking about changing the voting age to 16. And so I understand we're in flux. But I say at 18, you are an adult. Why do you ask?
New science says that it's different for everyone. And most people do not become fully adult until they're in their 30s.
In their 30s?
Yes.
What does that mean?
The information comes from a professor from Cambridge University. His name's Peter Jones. And they've done scientific brain scans and also nervous system scans. And they found out that people who turn, when they turn 18, they're still going through certain changes in their brain, which can affect their behavior. It can affect their attitudes. It can make them more or less likely to develop mental health disorders. Mm-hmm. And they say that there's really no definitive proof that you become an adult anywhere close to 18, that a lot of times people's brains don't actually mature until they reach the age of 30 or older.
Well, that's because you have your snowplow parents who are able to take care of all your adultly responsibilities. So you don't have to worry about it till you get to be somewhere in your 30s on your own.
But what about those guys that like start their own business at 20 years old?
Right.
Oh, you mean Elizabeth Holmes, who started she started her business at 19.
I was 19. I dropped out of school.
I started a business when I was 19 years old.
I'm like Thomas Edison, but I'm a girl.
I graduated at Harvard, but I'm still a kid.
This is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
When Million Dollar Baby came out, half the office had the press photo of Hillary Swank, and half the office was trying to determine if she was hot or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there
was there's also the reference that when Michael is watching movies, Pam always knows which ones they are. Because of how he acts. So as he's watching Devil Wears Prada, he acts like a jerk for a week. And then at the end, he realizes Meryl Streep is the bad guy. And then I forget how he phrased it. He said, you know, something, something, and he used the wrong name. And Pam's like, what? And then she goes, Makushla. He's watching Million Dollar Baby. Oh, my God, he's going to try to kill me.
All right. What else should we talk about this morning?
Let's see here. What haven't we gotten to? Trying to see, there's so much that we had.
You want to talk about? I do have something that I need to plug, which is that your last chance to win tickets for Kiss's End of the Road Tour at the TD Garden is happening all weekend here at WAAF. If you begin to listen Friday starting at 5, then all weekend long, you can win tickets to go see Gene Simmons and the other three knobs in Kiss. Aww. I'm renaming the band for this final tour. I'm renaming the band Gene Simmons and Kiss. Gene Simmons and three other guys. So tickets all weekend long for that. Also on tomorrow's show at 7:30. It is Stowe 5-0, a brief look at some of the horrifying crimes that were committed in my hometown of Stowe over the last week. And tomorrow at 7:50, as a public service for those of you who are male, we will go inside the warped female brain, and Danielle will answer all of your questions about why she is crazy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's 9:38, and it's the first day of spring, and it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the mid-50s today. Woo! We got to get to the rest of the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by...
The all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, committed to keeping your loved ones safe on snowy roads. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Brought to you also this hour by Recovery Centers of America at Westminster, providing high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY. Learn more about RCA online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. So, some suspicious USC students have officially accused 60 of their classmates of cheating to get into the university.
What is this?
Is spiraling out of control.
Well, it's probably hysteria. I mean, I don't. Do they have any basis other than they just think they're not as smart as they are to accuse them with? Do they have any evidence, or they're just reacting to the college bribery scandal?
I think a lot of it's a knee jerk reaction. But They've gotten 60 complaints. Out of the 60, The judicial counsel at USC is seriously investigating three of them. Two are said to be freshman students who were recommended to the athletic department by Rick Singer.
Oh, boy.
The alleged mastermind of the scam. And then a source close to the counsel told TMZ that there is a suspected link with the men's lacrosse team, but that has yet to be confirmed.
Have you heard the audio this morning from Olivia Jade? When she is talking about the magic of having famous parents.
Oh.
About the,
it's so magical.
It's about how marvelous that can be. They're digging through all of her old influencer, macro influencer stuff. And here is Olivia Jade, the daughter of the actress Lori Loughlin.
I think there are different aspects, and like, I remember when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, I would always think about like, oh, do they want to be my friend for me, or like my mom and my dad, or like whatever, you know what I mean? So I think like that's probably not normal thoughts a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old child would have, but it's definitely something. So I feel like it's almost a blessing. Like I can tell who actually wants to be my friend, which is cool. And it preps me well for now what I do, so I can like see who's genuine.
It's a blessing.
Hashtag blessed.
A blessing to have famous, wealthy parents.
Yeah.
I feel bad
and sad.
Feel bad for her.
Yeah, well, to think that your whole goal in your life is to go online and try and pretend to be famous.
Well, I mean,
it's a job now, man.
Yeah.
People make a living out of it being an influencer.
Yeah,
what a waste.
Why? They're making tons of money.
Why? She doesn't do anything else.
Right. She posts pictures.
No, that's
she's supposed to be on the crew team.
That's my point. She doesn't do anything else. Think she goes to Newport? No.
Well, I'm sure she does. If she goes to Newport, she's paid to go to Newport, take a couple pictures lounging in the bikini in a hotel suite with a what do they call those pools? The infinity pool. And then she posts it. She brings eight of her friends. And that seems like a pretty good life.
I don't remember the Marriott on America's Cup Avenue having an infinity pool.
Can I just say, LB?
Yes.
I think we may have, but a lot of people were saying the same thing about video games not too long ago. Like all this kid does is sit around and play video games.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, people are going on YouTube to stream guys playing video games, and those guys are getting paid. What was Dr. Lupo? It was like $300,000 a month or something crazy like that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
you're a geek if you fly the drone. But now towns pay guys that fly drones $150,000 because they don't have to buy cop cars.
Here's a 617 text that says, LB, all you do on this show every day is brag about doing nothing. I mean,
I'm doing this for 40 years, kid.
I have the best job in the world.
4 years? What?
40.
Oh.
With 4 years worth
maybe
of work.
Maybe longer.
So now they're going to, those kids who got in there are going to be kicked out. Do you think that's the right thing to do? I do.
Did they get in the same way
Jay
did?
Well, they're investigating three of them for getting in using the singer method or whatever. Do you think that's the right thing?
Even if they didn't know about it.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to be there.
No.
So like even if they didn't know about it, their parents did it behind their back.
No.
They should drag these kids out of there.
When a university accepts you, they want you because you'll probably make that university look great. Yeah. Right? So it would probably behoove the university also. I know they'd probably lose that money, but do you want someone, we found out you cheated to get in here, but we're going to let you stay. How are those person's grades? You know, the grades are going to like show they have no idea what they're doing.
No, exactly.
That they got in there a fake athletic scholarship or whatever it is.
A lot of the high school classmates of Olivia Jade were saying that they were shocked when she got into USC, and they were wondering when they were following her on Instagram how she had any time to study because she's always traveling off to St. Barth or to Bali or to Trinidad or someplace like that. And so they're thinking to themselves, wait a second, how is this dodo bird able to get into USC and I'm not, and now they know the answer.
Get him out of there.
Yeah. I noticed that Joe Montana came out and acknowledged that he used this particular service for his son, but there was nothing. There was nothing inappropriate about it. It's not a big deal. All right, what else is going on today, Danielle?
Bill Gates has joined Bezos in a very exclusive club. He's only the second person to be worth $100 billion.
Stop yourself. $100 billion is the net worth of Gates, and Bezos is also already there at $100 billion.
They are centibillionaires.
Awesome.
Centibillionaires.
Yep.
Wow.
Bloomberg tracks people like this. There are two centibillionaires, and then there are 145 decabillionaires, which are 10 50. Billion.
Well, that's 10 billion?
10 billion.
Yeah.
And then there are 2,800 billionaires.
Wow. And you
2,800
know.
2,800 men for me to back up with.
When it comes to the men, you know who every single one of them is and where they live and where you might bump into them when you're out one night trying to. Are there any female billionaires?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
There are.
The daughter of that guy.
What's that? The daughter of that guy.
Yeah. Okay. The Walmart guy? Yeah. Sam
Walton? The, you know, the daughter of that guy.
No, the Greek girl.
The Greek girl. The
Did
daughter
you sleep
of
with
the,
her?
The no, daughter of that guy, the Greek girl.
Yeah, she's...
I need further information,
she's
Lindsay.
She's a Greek daughter. She was a billionaire when she was 9 years old or something.
Oh, the heiress. Are you talking about the heiress?
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name. Hold on.
Are you thinking of Aristotle Onassis? His granddaughter or his...
It was a daughter. He had her with Jackie Onassis.
He didn't... I don't think he had a... He had a child with Jackie Onassis? I don't think he
did. Yeah, the Greek billionaire dude slept with Jackie Kennedy.
No. He was out on the boat with her all the time, but I don't know that
But
had
his daughter's worth like $8 billion or something ridiculous.
What was the name of that documentary?
What are you going to bust my balls for? You're my
what channel
friend
did you see
on the
that
show,
on?
Guy. Discovery. See.
This is J.K. Rowling a billionaire? I don't
know that she is. She's up there. She's got a high net worth, but let me research.
Oh, don't forget Kylie Jenner is now a billionaire.
Oh yeah, she worked real hard.
Self-made.
Yeah.
Self-made billionaire Kylie Jenner.
Yep, self-made.
Uh-huh.
No help at all.
Worked her fingers to the bone.
That's right. Well, that's pretty much what it is. It's all bone.
She worked her fingers to the bone making posts on Instagram.
God.
J.K. Rowling is a billionaire. She's a one billionaire.
Now, what was the big controversy with her over the weekend where she announced that several Harry Potter characters were gay?
Yeah.
And people are upset that she's saying it afterwards and didn't get it in the films or anything like
that? She has taken to, these days, revealing a lot of her characters' backstories on Twitter and whatnot. And people are upset about it because they're like, we read the books. We saw the movies. Like, we already have the picture of who these characters are in our head. Stop changing everything after the fact. They're basically saying she's writing her own fan fiction about her own pieces after the fact.
Yeah. I mean, it seems kind of weird if people are saying you should have more gay characters in your books or films, and then you say, oh, I did.
Yeah.
Right.
And the following.
Right.
The following,
that's exactly what this is.
And the following, it's like,
oh, I did. Oh, really? Well, then I'm going to go buy the book.
Yeah.
So she's selling more books this way to people who weren't buying them before because there weren't enough gay characters. Oh, you missed that?
This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Marcus?
First and foremost, fairy tales and wizardry books get billion-dollar industry.
You got that right.
But, Greg, with the kids being kicked out of school in the Sinclair story, I can't wait for the Netflix special on that to come out, and I truly think it's just the first domino to fall in a slew of many others. You will hear this probably going for well into the summer and probably early into the next school year in September and October of all these kids that had million-dollar parents that just, you know, were the lucky sperm club members that just, you know, got paid in because they had $100,000 to get in.
You think so? You don't think he thinks it's just the tip of the iceberg, I guess.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. What else, Danielle? Anything else?
Did you see the lunatic that is sending the crop circle of Beto to him as a party invitation? Have you seen this thing?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Was
this
it done?
Guy in Austin.
In Texas?
In Texas.
Was it done by the aliens or?
No, it was done by this guy.
Oh, okay. I thought only the aliens did the crop circles.
The famous ones.
It's, yeah.
Stan Hurd is a guy's name, and he's having a big party coming up. He fashioned a 2-acre crop circle that looks like Beto O'Rourke, and it says Beto 2020 underneath it. It took 2 weeks to complete and cost him $12,000. He's hoping that both Beto and Willie Nelson will attend his party. But you look at it, like the drone imagery, the satellite imagery. Yeah. He's even got like hair, like dark hair tones. I can't wrap my head around it. It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
A lot of extra time on his hands, obviously. I mean, I don't
clearly.
Know. Yeah, that's nice.
$12,000. I watched the special On the Discovery Channel, LB.
Thank you.
About the crop circles, the first ones that popped up in England.
Yeah.
And then they found out they were fake, you know, obviously not done by aliens. And one of the guys came forward and showed how he did it. And he took like a board and he put a piece of rope through it and he would step on it to flatten the wheat in the crops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all he did with direction from his friends.
Yeah.
How does it cost $12,000?
Oh.
To do a crop circle, unless he had like professional crop circle influencers
maybe
come in and yeah.
They posted they had to post like a blue tile.
Oh, is that it?
There's a man under arrest after he was caught trying to smuggle a live human embryo through an Indian airport.
What?
Yes, you heard that right.
A live one?
A live human embryo.
Oh, my.
The Malaysian man was carrying a special container in his suitcase that hid the embryo, and he was traveling through Mumbai last week. Following his arrest, he led police to an IVF clinic in the city, saying he had previously made several smuggling runs before. Now the clinic is being investigated. Officials told the High Court that several texts were found in the man's phone suggesting the delivery destination was the clinic. Now, evidently, IVF is illegal in Malaysia under Islamic law, so a lot of people go to India to get the procedure done, and then they have the embryos smuggled back.
Oh.
That's a little macabre.
He was an embryo smuggler.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, is that the kind of thing that you can, you probably want to have that as your carry-on. You don't want to check an embryo for fear that...
For
fear that the airline lost it. Excuse me, you lost my embryo in the suitcase. Could I get that back before it spoils?
I have a perfect way to transform embryos into transportable objects through technology.
Elizabeth? Oh,
yes.
Well, let me write you a check for $400 million.
Thank you. We will get that. Apply that right to my research.
Do you have any science to back it up?
Science, which I can't really expose at this time.
Thank you, Elizabeth Holmes. Hello, Jen. Jen.
Yes.
What's happening, Jen?
Hi, no, I just had a comment on the Aristotle Onassis comment that LB made.
Yes.
Jackie Kennedy and Aristotle Onassis never had kids together. I think she was kind of in like her 40s when they got married.
Yes.
And I think he might be talking about Aristotle Onassis' granddaughter because the daughter's dead.
The daughter is dead.
Christina Onassis. Right. She was dead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the heads up.
Won't call her.
Anything?
Today.
Anything else?
Yes. There's been audio released of a 911 call from Paris Jackson's home in California. Happened on Saturday, and the caller reportedly spoke about a psychiatric problem.
Like a suicide attempt?
Something. Whatever was said caused the rescuers to upgrade the situation to emergency.
Okay.
And then they respond to the home. There is a little nugget in here at one point, a kind of thing that we enjoy with the celebrity 911 calls. Okay.
All right.
Answer 41, rescue 827, psychiatric problem. Rescue 827, upgrade to emergency.
827, Roger. Match up from rescue 801, we're on scene. Can you contact the PR? Have me a south front.
801, standby.
Major
41 was
a Type
5 notified as
this
possible VIP.
Possible VIP.
It's a VIP.
Oh, what does that mean? So we're going to be driving faster than usual.
Right.
Because this is a VIP.
Well, I feel bad for those kids. I mean, to be honest with you, they had nothing to do with it. And now the whole world has watched Leaving Neverland. And, you know, it's probably a horrible realization if you thought a certain way about your dad, and then, it's got to be a horrible thing. So, but are they saying that she attempted suicide or just had?
They're just saying there was an incident. They don't know what it was.
Yeah. Huh. Oh. All right. Thoughts and prayers. That's not there.
Right.
They had no
right.
No part in it.
I mean, it's bad enough being Michael Jackson's kid. Imagine dealing with that.
Sure.
But now, with the added information.
Well, that's why I don't think we've mentioned this on the show, but you're changing your official name, mm-hmm. which is Mark Michael Jackson Shoe.
Yeah.
I believe you're trying to get that legally.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson Shue Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, so you're trying to get that changed, I believe.
That's right.
Correct. Wow. Yes. All right. We got to get out of here. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.
We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. And on the show tomorrow, it's Stowe 5-0 and Inside the Warped Female Brain. One last attempt to get you to join me tonight at our annual Greg Hill Foundation event. It's called 3,215 Days because we are celebrating you, our donors, and our beneficiaries, and the 3,215 days that you have been supporting others in your community. So it's happening at the UMass Club here in Boston. Starts at 6. Tickets are available when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And there's great food and great drink and silent auction, live auction. We got a Bestie autograph football in the live auction tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Like to thank Bestie for coming through with that.
That's awesome.
And we've got really inspirational speeches from beneficiaries and others. So, and I'd like to thank our presenting sponsor this evening, Echo Store Technologies, John Dooley, Scott Trink, and the crew over there, and the rest of our sponsors, Tito's. You'll be able to enjoy a Tito's or two this evening, and Lair Realty, and all of those who are involved with our 3,215 days celebration this evening. So hope to see you there for that. And up next, it is the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.